with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. South Carolina officials warn it's going to be a long wildfire season. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
South Carolina State Forester Scott Phillips says the state is battling 373 wildfires, burning more than 18,000 acres. Three are considered major, with one burning through more than 10,000 acres with zero containment. Phillips says they're fortunate for one thing.
To date, no fatalities, no structures lost.
But Phillips says it's going to be a long wildfire season.
April is the month that we tend to have our biggest wildfires here in South Carolina.
Fire officials say a fire mobilization program has sent hundreds of firefighters to areas that are overwhelmed, protecting structures and residential areas. I'm Donna Water.
Parts of southern Asia have been rocked by a powerful earthquake.
The 7.7 magnitude earthquake, which rocked Myanmar and neighboring Thailand, burying dozens, when a high-rise building under construction collapsed. This American, who's lived in Bangkok for 28 years, was on the phone when the quake hit.
I was in my Lazy Boy, and all of a sudden it moved back and forth, and then it toppled over. And I hit my head on the table.
Photos and videos from two hard-hit cities in Myanmar show many collapsed buildings and other destruction, raising fears that many people were killed or injured. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Vice President J.D. Vance says Denmark has underinvested in Greenland security and demands Denmark change its approach as President Trump continues to talk of taking over the Danish territory. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 715 points, the Nasdaq plunged 481, the S&P lower by 112. This is SRN News. A pro-life display came under attack at a North Carolina university.
Officials at the University of North Carolina Asheville are investigating the angry outburst of a student at a campus display hosted by Students for Life of America. The group posted a video online that shows a male student confronting pro-life students with profanity before disrupting their table display and throwing all their resources on the ground. In the video, the student is heard accusing the pro-life member of, quote, spreading propaganda, unquote, to advance fascism. George Williams, SRN News.
A Georgia bill that would ban almost all abortions caused an uproar in Atlanta this week. A crowd of protesters from both sides of the abortion debate flooded a hallway in the Georgia Capitol with chants and signs. Lawmakers were holding a hearing on a proposed bill that would make most abortions a crime from the point of fertilization. The legislation won't go anywhere this year. This is SRN News. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is in the Philippines. His mission to promote the Trump administration's intention to boost military ties.
He reiterated the U.S.'s commitment to supporting its allies in the region, the Philippines and Japan. He spoke about additional advanced military capabilities. He spoke about more logistical support. He spoke about deterrence before, saying that it was crucial around the world, but crucial in this region, given the worries and concerns about China, given how tense it's been, for example, with these ongoing confrontations in the South China Sea between Philippine and Chinese vessels, given the proximity of Japan or the Philippines to Taiwan.
BBC correspondent Shaima Khalil reporting. Trump's America First policy foreign policy thrust has triggered concerns in Asia about the scale and depth of U.S. commitment to the region. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.